Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. If you have read the scriptures carefully, you know there have been no perfect people. Abraham, a man who is called the friend of God, lied when he was confronted with what he must have considered an impossible situation. King David, Israel's greatest king, and a man after God's own heart, committed adultery with Bathsheba. To attempt to cover up his sin, he had Bathsheba's husband, Uriah the Hittite, murdered. The Apostle Peter, one of the greatest men who ever lived, denied his Lord and Savior. Am I reciting these biblical facts to discourage us, to show that we cannot live perfectly before God and man? I am mentioning these heroes of the faith to show that they were not perfect, and that we are not and cannot be perfect in this world, regardless of the contentions of the New Age adherents. While Christians are not perfect, that is, we have not yet laid hold of that for which the Lord laid hold of us, we have achieved some measure of success in serving our Lord. Rather than being discouraged by our imperfections, we ought to thank God that we have grown in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:18. We ought not to be satisfied with what we have accomplished with God's help, but keep on increasing in the knowledge of God. Colossians 1:10. Do you remember Peter's exhortation to some early Christians? Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1:10 and 11. The Bible demands that we build on our faith and on our maturity. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Philippians 3:16. Even Paul admitted that he did not count himself to have laid hold of that for which the Lord had laid hold of him. He said, "This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Philippians 3:13 and 14. Paul expressed a strong desire to keep on building on what he had been able to do for the kingdom of God. He exhorted the Philippians to do the same. He did not want them to go backward and lay the foundation again. He wanted them to keep on advancing in the Lord's work. He urged them to walk by the same rule. The Greek word translated rule is kanon, which comes into English in our word canon. The word was originally used of a measuring stick, and then came to mean that which is measured. Paul was simply telling the Philippians that they were heading in the right direction, in the right path. They had not yet arrived, but they were to keep on going in the right direction. He also told the Philippians, "Let us mind the same thing." Christians know, or ought to know, what God expects of them. He wants us to discover what He expects by giving constant attention to the reading of His Word. We have no way of knowing how to mind the same thing if we have not read what the Bible teaches. Without a thorough knowledge of God's Word, we tend to do what is popular, not what is right. Once we have found what God has arranged for our lives, we are to be dedicated to doing that. We will occasionally get sidetracked, but we must get back on the right road and follow it regardless of the cost. Jesus encouraged the Christians at Smyrna, "Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." Revelation 2:10. Thank you, and may God bless you.